And we are live. Welcome to the NBA Strategy Show. It is Monday, March 25th. I am Josh Engelman here to break down a 9-game NBA slate, which honestly, I didn't even think we had anymore. This is the biggest slate we've had in a while. I actually thought they might have cut the 2 9 o'clocks and really shrink it. I would have preferred that as well, but unfortunately, that's not what we're getting. So we've got a big one. We've got a lot to talk about. So hit that like button, subscribe to the channel. Hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live and follow me on Twitter at Josh Engelman. I hope everybody had a good weekend. I did. It's relaxing. Got away from it all. Didn't touch anything yesterday after the strategy show. Just took a bit of a break. And now we're back to break it all down for the full week. Shout out to Underdog. Banner at the top of the screen. They are the sponsor of today's show. We'll talk about Underdog in a bit. But we have a lot to dive into. And I don't have a lot to just like mess around about to start this one off. We have 7 of the 9 games with a bigger than 10-point spread. That is special. 2 of those 7 are road dogs. And then 5 teams are at home with the road team being a 10-point favorite or underdog. Craziness. And it's not like Brooklyn, Toronto, and Dallas, and Utah are all that close. But for now, we get into it. Last couple days before we get into dueling NBA and MLB slates, they cut the prize pool to 50K for DraftKings today. I don't know why they're doing that on a day where we know we don't have baseball, but it's kind of gross. But alas, let's talk some basketball. We get it started first and foremost. Charlotte Hornets, 12-point underdogs in Cleveland, 205 total. Gross. This is the lowest total on today's slate. Cleveland, not a very good offense right now. Charlotte, terrible offense. Charlotte, terrible defense. Both teams very slow. Cleveland, 25th in pace. Charlotte, 27th in pace. The highest owned guy that we have for anybody on Charlotte is 7% ownership to Poku. And it's basically the same story on FanDuel. We did get Poku to 12% optimal, and I tend to agree with it. 3,900, power forward center. Minutes have been creeping up a little bit. I actually got to 23% Poku. Now, I assume we get additional value sometime throughout the day that makes this type of play look a little bit worse. But he's been around 0.9 fantasy points per minute. I have him in at 0.85 for this matchup. And I'm getting to Poku 23% right now. So that is the stand that I'm taking. Scattered amounts of the rest of the Hornets. But in my stuff, it's Poku season. Stochastic Sims, kind of seeing it the same way, which I find interesting. 6% to Poku, 5% to Bertans. So we're both getting to Poku. I'm just hitching my wagon a little bit more than the Stochastic Sims are. But he kind of looks like the best option. The main takeaway is that there aren't actually good plays coming from Charlotte. And we shouldn't expect it. Massive line, horrific total. We've got a couple games in the 230s, some in the 220s. For us to get to a 205 game is going to be pretty difficult without some pricing changes. Meanwhile, Cleveland, tough to talk about. You know, we've got no injury report because they played yesterday. So, no ownership coming into Cleveland. Don't know yet if Evan Mobley is going to be playing today or not. It would be the back-to-back. He did just get back off the sprained ankle. It's a sprained ankle, so as long as he looks and seems fine, he should be fine. Highest owned guy on Cleveland for DraftKings is 8% to Caris LeVert. You do see Isaac Okoro and Jared Allen get a bit above 10% on the FanDuel side. No one got to double-digit optimal, 7% to Garland, 6% to Jared Allen. It's pretty much how I see it. I have a little bit of LeVert, a little bit of Garland, a little bit of Okoro, and a little bit of Jared Allen. Nobody else. I think you can only get to those 4 guys with any sort of confidence. And if we check out what Cleveland looks like on the Stochastic Sims, it'll make sense. 3% to Isaac Okoro. One lineup with Jared Allen. This is just a bad basketball game for value. It's not one that I really want to dig into too much. I don't expect to be here barring really weird news. Second game, a little bit different. Boston Celtics, 11.5-point favorites in Atlanta. It's a 225 total. Now, Boston, Q-tag on Xavier Tillman, Q-tag on Derek White, Drew Holiday still out. I took the over on White on Prize Picks, so check that one out if you're interested. But if everybody's in, you would think we'd create some value, but because we've had so many guys out for Boston lately, their prices have sort of stabilized to a point where it's hard to squeeze out as much value. Now, if Derek White ends up out, we'll find a little bit more value here for Boston, but 6% ownership coming into a 10K Jason Tatum, 10% ownership coming into a 10-1 Tatum on FanDuel, that's the most of anybody. We did get Tatum to 10% optimal, so he is showing up with a little bit of positive leverage. I got to 3% of Jason Tatum, 2% of Derek White, 1% of Porzingis. Atlanta's defense is bad. They're 28th in the league, but they haven't been playing as fast as they used to with Trae Young around or with Jalen Johnson around. 16th in pace right now, really limiting the appeal that Atlanta normally has. So I don't have much for Boston. I mean, I have 6% total ownership coming into the Boston Celtics. And if we look at Boston in the stochastic sims, we did get to Tatum. Now, we did show some positive leverage to Tatum, so I think that makes a lot of sense. But 12% isn't exactly a massive stand. It is 2X. I like it. And I would want to get to Tatum if I wanted to get anywhere here. But it's 12% of Tatum, 1% Porzingis, 1% Brown, 1% White. It's not a great spot here for Boston. It seems good, but the pricing isn't helping us out the way that we would want it to. So it's kind of Tatum and nothing else unless we get that White news. Atlanta's a little different. 26% ownership is coming into Bruno Fernando, 4,400, center only, no Okongwu, no Jalen Johnson. So we should expect Capella and Fernando to split the 48 center minutes. Fernando's north of a fantasy point per minute, clearly a difficult matchup, but I got him in for 23 minutes. We have him in for 23 minutes, 19% optimal for Fernando. So a little bit overowned. I got him in 33% of my stuff. He's just one of the better point per dollar plays that exist on the slate right now. 18% usage, around a 20% rebounding rate. Could look even better, you know, depending on how the Boston news breaks. But the priority for Atlanta right now is Bruno Fernando. And then it's single digit ownership to everybody else. Fernando on FanDuel has power forward. So that's a much more interesting option than it is on DraftKings. And you see that with 35% ownership. After that, I did get to 9% of Bogdan Bogdanovic. I got to 8% of DeAndre Hunter. Just a little trickle of Murray. But it's hard to want to get to Atlanta in a spot against the number two defense and number 22 team in pace. Bruno Fernando just simply isn't priced accordingly. Now, I expect to see a decent chunk of Bruno Fernando here. 54% exposure to start the day on Bruno Fernando coming out of the stochastic sims. Another 9 for Murray, 7 for Hunter, 4 for Bogdanovich. So everything seems to be in line here, just a bigger stand on Bruno Fernando. So if we're going to build out our list, the priorities list for today, Bruno Fernando is the first guy on that list. I'm going to make a little note of it. Let me create a note file on here. Boom. All right, Bruno Fernando is our first legitimate core option today. Great. Nothing sounds better than grabbing a backup center. All right, Detroit Pistons. Basically impossible to talk about these guys right now, so I don't think we're going to spend a lot of time here. They played yesterday. They're on a back-to-back. Cade didn't play. Durin missed his second straight. We have essentially no ownership coming into the Pistons yet. we have no idea what these guys are going to look like depending on who's in or out. Like, if Cade ends up out, are we going to look more at Jaden Ivey and Marcus Sasser? Yeah, absolutely. For right now, there's really nothing that we could say about the Pistons. We need their injury report. We need more information. And don't forget, they're 16.5-point dogs in New York to the Knicks. 207 total is the second lowest total on today's slate. The Knicks are 29th in pace. They're top 10 in defense. Now, it's worse, for sure, with no OG Anunoby, but they're still better than the Pistons. So we have to ignore the Pistons for right now. Deeper dive live before lock comes around. When we have news, this team might look completely different. We just don't have that info right now. And if we just hop to the stochastic sims, just for reference sake, we did get to 49% of Marcus Sasser. Now, we gave Sasser 28 minutes. I went 23. We don't really know the status here, so don't overreact to the Sasser news. If everybody's in, Marcus Sasser won't look like this. The 5% ownership that he has will be the correct number. Now, the Knicks are different. We know what we're getting out of the Knicks. We know what kind of minutes we're getting. We're getting an incredible matchup. Pistons are 7th in pace, 26th in defense. 15% ownership to Hartenstein, Brunson, Hart, and McBride. 22 to my boy Dante DiVincenzo. We're even getting a little bit of love to Alec Burks. He's 3,100, and I don't even have him projected all that well. DiVincenzo, McBride, Hart, Burks, and Hartenstein all got the double-digit optimal. Jalen Brunson just missed it at 9.9. I'm getting to all of these guys. 26% of McBride, who's playing 40-plus minutes every night, maybe all of them. So I'm 2Xing McBride. I'm neutral on Hart, who's also playing 40 minutes. I got to 21% Brunson. His playing time has been down a bit, but should thrash Detroit. I got to 27% Hartenstein, who I think looks very interesting at 5,600. That's 2X. And then I got a big stand on DiVincenzo, 6,600, shooting guard, small forward, north of a fantasy point per minute in this matchup. He's in 39% of my lineups. Massive, massive stand to the New York Knicks. So big, in fact, that I have 133% exposure to the Knicks. That is the second highest exposed team for today. And what's really crazy, I have more exposure to the Knicks than I do any other game on today's slate. So today is a Knicks day. If we look at the Knicks in the stochastic sims, this is where we'll be able to find another person for our core, I think. Or not. 17% exposure to Miles McBride, 15 to DiVincenzo, 13 to Brunson, 13 to Hart, 11 to Hartenstein, and 7 to Burks. So it's basically matching the ownership. We're getting a lot of the Knicks in stochastic sims. We just don't have the same 2X stands that I'm getting. We're not getting as much DiVincenzo, as much Hartenstein, as much McBride. Close, but not all of it. So I want to get to a lot of the Knicks. This is my second favorite team on the slate. The only guys that you're really not going to play are Precious Achiuwa, Jericho Sims, and Bojan Bogdanović. I assume Burks becomes not interesting by the time we get to the end of, like, by the time we get to lock, because more value will just take away Burks. But for now, DiVincenzo, Hartenstein, Brunson, Hart, and McBride. Priorities for today. All right, three games up, three games down. Hit that like button if you haven't done it yet. Schedule for the rest of the day is very simple. NBA Deeper Dive back today, 5 o'clock. Myself and Bellman taking it all, going through every single one of these games, figuring out where we stand. NBA Live Before Lock comes up after that. Same stream. You don't have to go anywhere. You'll get Greg and Eric taking you all the way up till 7. Then myself and Greg will hop on to Playback. Playback.tv/stochastic. Come watch the games along with us. Costs you nothing. But we're going to sweat bets. We're going to sweat DFS news. We're going to sweat maybe doing some giveaways, just hanging out, watching some basketball. We'll be there for an hour at a minimum. Come join us. Costs you nothing. If you have League Pass, watch the game along with us. If you don't have League Pass, we have 40 VIP passes to give away each night. You might be able to watch a little basketball. And it costs you $0. Nothing. Zilch. Nada. Come join us. Playback's a good time, everybody. And use our avatar, by the way. Stochastic.com/avatar. If you finish in the top three of a contest with 5,000 or more entries and you're using our avatar, you only have to tweet that result at StochasticHOF. You get 1 month of whichever DFS package you're looking for. All right, Brooklyn Nets. 6-point favorites in Toronto, 216 total. This is where we're getting the heavy, heavy love. This is the most popular team on today's slate. It is my most popular team on the slate. They're the most owned team, all of it. We have no Cam Johnson. Cam Johnson is out today, left big toe sprain. Dennis Smith Jr. is out with right hip synovitis, which I don't know what that is. So Cam Thomas, 14% owned. I got 33. I think he looks amazing. I'm neutral on De'Ron Sharpe for 5%. We have 10% ownership coming into Schroeder. I'm above that. We have 36% ownership coming into Dorian Finney-Smith. I'm way below that. Now, I gave him 30 minutes. We gave him, 33 and a half. That will change things. 20% ownership coming into Lonnie Walker. I have 10. 12 to Bridges. I have 24. 35 to Claxton. I have 30. 28 to Watford. I have the same. That is massive exposure. I have four dudes in 24% or more of my lineups. I have six guys in 12% or more, and seven in 9% or more. Heavy, heavy exposure to Brooklyn. My preferred options, Cam Thomas, Nick Claxton, Mikal Bridges. Give me the three main dudes. Then I'm playing the ownership game with Schroeder, Finney-Smith, and Trendon Watford. Watford is the flat 3K today. That is a problematic price tag. Power forward center. Makes it very easy to get to him. And if you're not a believer in Dorian Finney-Smith, I assume Watford sees a little bit more time. But you got to get to Brooklyn. Toronto is 24th in defensive rating for the year. Certainly way worse lately. And they're 6th in pace. Great matchup for Brooklyn. And I'd be shocked if these stochastic sims aren't in alignment with us. So 70% exposure to Dorian Finney-Smith. I'm on the opposite side of this one, but remember, I have three less minutes projected. When we get to the truth of the matter, I think being around the field on Dorian Finney-Smith will make some sense. 43% exposure to Trendon Watford. 43% exposure to Nick Claxton. 27 to Lonnie Walker. 13 to Cam Thomas. 11 to Mikal Bridges. 7 to Sharp. 5 to Schroeder. Massive, massive exposure coming in to the Brooklyn Nets, and there should be. I completely agree with it. We're going to put Nick Claxton on the short list of guys that I'm on, that the Sims are on. We're going to put Trendon Watford on there. I'm not going to say the same for Dorian Finney-Smith right now. I'm a bigger believer in Cam Thomas. I'm a bigger believer in Dennis Schroeder. So it seems like the bigs so far are the guys that are separating from the pack. But you got to get to Brooklyn, guys. I read Halliburton. I was like, why am I saying Halliburton? It just popped up in chat. 157% exposure for me for Brooklyn. We're projecting 166. This is the number one team on today's slate. For Toronto, they have the same dudes that are normally out today. 25% ownership coming into Jameis Ramsey. Not sure I understand that. I have zero. I don't have him projected very well. Don't think that's going to hold. 15 to Olynyk, Freeman Liberty. We got around 10 for Bruce Brown and Gary Trent. So a weird Toronto situation, but given who they have available, I'll get to Olynyk at 7,100 because he has power forward eligibility, and I'll get to Gary Trent at 6,300 just because he sees a big usage bump when all those other main guys are off the floor. But then it's scattered amounts. Like, I have some Bruce Brown, not a lot. I have some Grady Dick, not a lot. I have some Freeman Liberty, not a lot. I have some Oshae Okpaji, not a lot. I don't mind filling in with Toronto. I don't want to take a big stand on any Raptors. So it's kind of tricky, kind of curious here. We need to figure out what we're getting. Stochastic Sims. 35% exposure to Bruce Brown. Now, I don't have a huge disagreement there. He does look like a completely different play today. Ooh, Jameis Ramsey not on the team any longer. Is that real? Let me take a look at it. Yeah, he signed. So he's gone through two 10 days. His 10 day expired today. 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23. His 10 day expired yesterday. So for right now, Jameis Ramsey is not a part of this slate. And if that's the case, you know, those minutes just go to somebody else, but he will not be getting 27% ownership. I can promise you that. So Bruce Brown is getting a lot of love. Javon Freeman Liberty is getting a lot of love. I have no problems with either of those guys. Bruce Brown looking really good, point guard, shooting guard. Ron, I don't think he will. I don't know why you do. Gary Trent, only 10% exposure coming out of the Sims, single digit to everybody else. My preferred options are Trent and Olynyk. But I think Bruce Brown and Freeman Liberty look the same relative to salary. I don't have a lot separating this Toronto team. But, you know, reappropriating 18 minutes to Ramsey, there's going to be something here. They could just play Garrett Temple a little bit more, too, if they need to. Ron, there's no optimism for this kind of situation. He's used both of his 10 days. I don't believe they can sign him to a third. Unless they have some sort of injury designation right now, and I don't think that they do. So my assumption is that they can't re-sign Ramsey. But he can't sign another one. So he's done with the Raptors unless they sign him to a different kind of contract, but he can't come back on another 10-day. All right, Washington Wizards. They're 13-point underdogs in Chicago, which is pretty crazy to think about. If the Wizards can be 13-point dogs to a shitty Chicago team, just think about how bad Washington is. Kind of crazy to think about. So the Wizards, no Koulibaly, no Tyus Jones, no Kyle Kuzma, no Isaiah Livers, no Eugene Omoruyi, no Landry Shamet. Q tag on Jordan Poole. So 20% ownership coming into Denny Avdia. 20% ownership coming into Jordan Poole, and then around 10 for Corey Kispert and Rashawn Holmes. I'm dead neutral on Poole right now, 6,700, point guard, shooting guard. In for a steady diet of Alex Caruso, which isn't going to go well for him, but he certainly has enough shots that he can get up. They aren't going anywhere. S&P, they don't have a two-way available. They have DJ Carton, Jontae Porter, and Muhammad Gay on two ways. So unless they convert one of those guys off of a two-way, they don't have an available two-way. Get to Jordan Poole for Washington if he's in. If he's not in, then we're going to create even more stupid value. I'm not as big of a believer in Denny here. I gave him 34 minutes. He's 7,200 and small forward only. Normally, I would get there, but at 20% ownership, that's over-owned. I got him at 1.08 fantasy points per minute in this spot. Like, I have him projected well. We have him 14% optimal, 21% owned. I'm not going to get there. I'm light on these guys, except for Kispert. You know, you hope he drops threes. And I got to some Jared Butler. He's 4,400. He's point guard only. He's around 0.9 fantasy points per minute. It's fine. Like, he looks like an okay value option for me. I don't expect this to last throughout the day. Jordan Poole is the best guy that you can get to from Washington, but it is disgusting. It's truly disgusting. And that works across either site. He's 6,700 on DraftKings, 6,900 on FanDuel. If Poole is in, he is the best play from Washington. Now, the Wizards in the stochastic sims. 23% exposure coming to Jordan Poole, which means Jordan Poole makes the list. Exposure to Denny. So stochastic sims like him a little bit more. And then single digits to everybody else. 9 to Kispert, 3 to Holmes, 2 to Baldwin, 2 to Butler. Not much going on there. I like Denny. I think the ownership is just a little high. If that comes down to around 15, I probably end up in that 10 to 15 range. For now, not as big of a believer. If Jordan Poole ends up out, then we're certainly getting to Jared Butler a lot more than we are right now. Jules Bernard becomes a conversation. Justin Champagne becomes a conversation. A lot changes if Poole is out. I assume a massive usage bump to Denny Avdia. So pay attention to this one. That Jordan Poole news will be massive. Now for the Bulls, they're at full strength, or at least whatever their normal full strength is. Caruso is probable. Dalen Terry probable. Coby White probable. 17% exposure. Ownership, to DeMar DeRozan. It's 26 on FanDuel. We also get Caruso to 24 on FanDuel. It's single-digit ownership to everybody except for DeRozan on DraftKings. I have 10% of Vooch, 10% of DeRozan, and around 15% of a 4% owned Coby White. Now, we have 12% optimal to DeRozan, single digits to everybody else. It doesn't seem like the stochastic sims are going to like Chicago as much as I do, but when you get to face the Wizards, 30th in defense, 5th in pace, that's going to make Chicago look better. They actually have a really nice implied total for today's slate because of this matchup. So I'm happy to get to these guys a little bit more, particularly Coby White at 7,500, who played 36 minutes last time out. Looks sneaky. Certainly a good GPP play on a day like today. We got to 15% DeRozan, so I'm in agreement there. But very minimal amounts of the rest of Chicago. I think people need to pay a little bit closer attention to the Bulls today. This matchup is fantastic for them. No overwhelming priorities. The Washington side might have more of that. But honestly, get yourself White, DeRozan, and Vooch. Not as big of a believer in Alex Caruso. The Portland Trailblazers are 11.5-point underdogs in Houston, 221 total. Tough one to talk about. So Portland is not likely to have Jeremy Grant, who's doubtful. And then we have a questionable tag on DeAndre Ayton, Justin Manaya, Anthony Simons, and Matisse Thybulle. So we don't know what's going on here. Single-digit ownership across DraftKings and FanDuel. Single-digit optimal as well. I got to 25% Chris Murray. Wish I could have had that 25% when he went nuts a couple nights ago. I did get to 10% of Ayton. I got to 14% of Scoot. I have a little bit over the field on Simons. I am getting to Portland. But nobody more than Chris Murray. And that will go away as we get more value. But 4,300 and small forward is tough to fill. But I'm getting a little bit more of Portland. And I tend to get a little bit more of Portland than the field does. But Sims, not with me. 7% to Ayton, 4% to Murray, 4% to Scoot. The most important thing here is this could look completely different. If DeAndre Ayton doesn't play, then we're getting to Dwop Reith, at least a little bit. You know, if Simons doesn't play, then we're looking at Scoot in a different manner. If Matisse Thybulle doesn't play, then maybe we're looking at one of their wings a little bit differently. So Portland has a lot of options in flux. And for right now, it's hard. I mean, when you have three full rotation pieces and 2 30-plus-minute rotation pieces questionable, hard to dig in. Now for Houston, ownership to Amen Thompson. I have 5. Have you heard this story before? 6,800 point guard, small forward. 1.14 fantasy points per minute over the past month. I have him at 1.16. I will not be getting to much Amen Thompson because he's overowned. 16% ownership coming into Fred VanVleet. I agree with that. The big takeaway for Houston, though, no Jabari Smith out for suspension. Add him to the list with Şengün, Tari Eason, Cam Whitmore. So I'm getting to 18% to Jalen Green, 8,800. 1.2 fantasy points per minute. The usage rate goes up even further now. 33% usage, 20% assist rate, 10% rebounding rate. He's been playing great as of late, and I'm going right back to it, especially against the Portland team that's not very good. I have 17% of a 3% owned Dylan Brooks. Now, his minutes have been down a little bit. I think having Jabari Smith out probably means they feel safe around 28. I'm going right back to Dylan Brooks. So I want Brooks. I want Van Vliet. I want Jalen Green. I don't want the ownership that's coming into Amen Thompson, and I will continue to miss that one too. Big, big, yeah, Houston needs dubs as well. Stochastic Sims on Houston. 26% exposure to Amen Thompson. No thank you. 13 to Van Vliet. I think it's a little light. That's the guy you should be getting to. Essentially nothing else for Houston. This is a great spot. It could look even better if more guys get ruled out for Portland. But as I see this one, Van Vliet, as the guy that's getting ownership, is the best option. I want to get to Brooks and Green as sneak options. Now, for Jalen Green, it's tough. You're looking for 55 fantasy points out of Jalen Green, but he's 5% owned in a matchup against Portland. Why can't he show out again? That's the guy that I have my eye on. All right, we're through six games thus far, which means it's probably time for me to talk about the sponsor, which is Underdog Fantasy. You guys see them, top of the screen. That's where the banner is. You should sign up at Underdog if you haven't done it already. Up to $100 on your first deposit as long as you sign up using the link in the description of this video. They have pick'em contests if you're in a non-legal betting state. They have daily fantasy contests with large field GPPs. Best ball obviously exists for all of these sports. I know people are going to be wanting to get into the NFL best ball streets soon enough. And then playoff drafts. NBA playoffs going to be coming up soon. You can get into playoff drafts and playoff best ball coming up shortly. You could also use Odds Shopper with Underdog to cover all of your pick'em needs if you need it. Got to be 18 or over. It's 21 or over in Massachusetts and Arizona. 19 or over in Alabama and Nebraska. If you're concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER. But sign up for Underdog, guys. If you're not there yet, they've got something for everybody, and we have a link in the description. Yeah, Houston on a hell of a run, huh? They've won eight straight, second longest win streak in the league behind the Boston Celtics. And the third most extreme streak, only one more extreme than that, Toronto has dropped their last 10. Houston currently, it's an interesting spot for Houston. Because Houston doesn't have their own pick unless it's in the top four. Right now, it's an 86% likelihood that they give the number 12 pick to the Oklahoma City Thunder. However, Houston does have the Brooklyn Nets pick, which does give them a bit of a chance to get into the number one spot via that option. So in theory, Houston can have the first and second pick in the draft this year. They could win the lottery with their own pick. If they and then, you know, get second or third or fourth or whatever from Brooklyn. Let's sim the lottery once and see what we get. Boop. Shout out to the Golden State Warriors who jump all the way from the number 13 spot up to number one. That would be fun to see. Tough scenes there for Houston. They ended up getting ninth. But sign me up for that one. All right, anyway, let's keep it moving. Let's go to Phoenix. Phoenix Suns, 12.5-point favorites in San Antonio. Spurs, Phoenix, 232 total. Second biggest total on today's slate. And yet the most ownership that we have coming into Phoenix in a matchup against the number 22 defense and second team in pace, 8% to Devin Booker. I got the five. It's single-digit ownership, single-digit optimal across the board because these guys just have the right prices. I got the 5% of Booker, and that's it. Steven, it's not a big draft year for the number one pick. But I think people are going to be pretty happy to have, like, the seventh pick, the eighth pick. I think it's a good time to try to grab, like, two younger dudes later. But the top of the draft just doesn't look like it normally does. Oh, S&P, thank you. So, yeah, Kobe Simmons in on the 10-day. Jameis Ramsey appears to be done. Hard to prioritize anything here from the Phoenix Suns. I did take Kevin Durant's PRA over on Prize Picks. Phoenix got 4% of Devin Booker and two lineups of Bradley Beal in the Stochastic Sims. In a great matchup, it's really hard to get here. So, probably skipping out on most of Phoenix. For San Antonio, this one's a little trickier. We got to talk about it a little bit because Wemby is questionable with the left ankle sprain. Dominic Barlow also questionable. I'm guessing Barlow's not around if Wemby's in, and Barlow is around if Wemby's out. If Wemby happens to be out, we're probably paying pretty close attention to Zach Collins. 6% ownership to Jeremy Sochan is the highest mark that we have of anybody on the Spurs. I got to 9% of Wemby. Single-digit optimal, single-digit ownership. Single-digit ownership on FanDuel as well. It's really a game that's not getting any love. And if I check out San Antonio in the Stochastic Sim, 3% of Keldon Johnson, two lineups of Trey Jones, one lineup of Wemby, one lineup of Vassell, one lineup of Sochan. We're basically not going to this game, Phoenix and San Antonio. This game has 40% aggregate exposure. It's the second lowest on the slate behind Memphis and Denver, and they're at 39. So there's just not a lot here. All right, to the 380 people that are here, hit that like button if you haven't done it yet. We have two games to go. They're both of the 9 o'clock games. But before we get there, I want to take a look at Odd Shopper. You guys should sign up for Odd Shopper. I'm actually, I think, about to bet this line right now that's on the screen. I want to make sure that I haven't taken it yet. But if I haven't bet Josh Hart yet today, I'm going to get that Josh Hart bet in on DraftKings. Okay, so I already have it. I took Josh Hart under rebounds and assists. So I already have a piece of this, so I don't want to overreact. But Josh Hart, under 5.5 assists, minus 105 on DraftKings. It's existed for 13 minutes. We have a 7% expected value and an 18 Odd Shopper rating on there. You guys should be taking advantage. You guys should be using Odd Shopper if you haven't yet, whether you're using pick'em sites or sports betting. It's the best tool that we have. I might actually like this more than The Sims. You get exactly what you want. We take a market-based approach to beating the books. So we don't even have... This isn't an opinion. We're just trying to get the best lines that are available to us and beat them regularly. And Odd Shopper has been showing that. 4% ROI over a 40,000 bet sample for the NBA. Looking similar across other sports. We've got baseball ramping up as well. Go get that Josh Hart line if you haven't gotten it yet. It looks fantastic. You could also get under 29.5 PRA for Hart on FanDuel. That's a 5.6% expected value, 13 Odd Shopper rating. But it's the same on the pick'em sites. Look it. We got a free square for Luka Doncic on Sleeper. Underdog has Dorian Finney-Smith under 9.5 points as a 57% expected win option. You can use Better. You can use Dabble. You can use Prize Picks. Everything you're looking for, pick'em side and sports betting, we've got you covered on Odd Shopper. Odds boost evaluators, parlay builders, optimizers for all of the pick'em sites. We have what you're looking for, guys. So join us. Oddshopper.com. Links below. All right. Two to go. Not much to say here. Memphis Grizzlies, 14.5 point underdogs in Denver. It's a 212 total. So we're at elevation. Grizzlies have a doubtful tag on Brandon Clark. Let me repeat that. The Grizzlies have a doubtful tag on Brandon Clark, which means Brandon Clark is coming back before this season ends. excited to see what he has coming off of the Achilles. They will not give him a ton of minutes, but you get him out for 12, 14 minutes a night, get him moving again. I think that'll go really well. John Conchar is doubtful. Vince Williams is doubtful. Desmond Bane is questionable. Jake LaRavia is questionable. Lamar Stevens is questionable. We're going to be without Kennard, Morant, Rose, Smart, Watanabe, and Zaire Williams. We have 6% ownership coming into Jordan Goodwin at 4,300. I have 16%. I gave him 25 minutes. If he doesn't start, don't play him. We gave him 24 minutes, 6% optimal, highest on the team. No matter what's going on here, we need to rectify all of those Q tags and doubtful tags. We have no idea what's going on for Memphis. Oh, by the way, one of the worst matchups you can get at elevation in Denver. So for Memphis, 5% exposure to Goodwin and nothing else. So don't really play Memphis. Denver, just as big of a pain in the ass. Q tag Nikola Jokic, Q tag Jamal Murray. If everybody's in, single-digit ownership to everybody from the Nuggets. I got to 9% of Jokic. Aaron Gordon looks a little bit better on FanDuel. We did get Jokic to 14% optimal. It's barely single digits to everybody else. Memphis is actually a good defense. We got to remember that. When Jaren Jackson's available to play, they're solid. So this isn't a very good spot either. Do I mind getting to Jokic? Absolutely not. Do we know if he's playing? We do not. If Nikola Jokic doesn't play, fire up your DeAndre Jordans. Stochastic Sim got to 21% of Nikola Jokic. I like this. I will happily get to that. Massive simulated player ROI. And we don't even have him all that much ahead of us. I have him at 61.3. We have him at 62.99. You're not getting to anything else, though, from Denver. And then our final option, the final game, the Dallas Mavericks, 8-point favorites in Utah, 235 total. Now for Dallas, we're okay. It's a Q tag on Maxey, nothing else. Utah has a Q tag on Jordan Clarkson, Lauri Markkanen, Omer Yurtseven, Ken Lofton, and Darius Bazley. No Chris Dunn. 19% ownership coming into Luka. I only got to 3. 16% ownership coming into Daniel Gafford. I only got to 6. I did get a little bit more PJ Washington. But this is really just two dudes. It's Luka and it's Gafford. I kind of like Washington, but I don't even have 10%. Luka and Gafford both got to 17% optimal. So I'm expecting Stochastic Sims to be leaning towards Dallas a bit. And I get it. Great matchup. Second worst defense, top 10 pace. 51% exposure to Luka. We have him projected for 68.9. I have 66.6. That seems ominous. But 50% to Luka, 33 to Gafford. Those two guys do look like priorities on the stochastic side right now. I just happen to be a little bit lighter than most. But look at that. 51 to Luka, 33 to Gafford. I'll see where I end up a little bit later today. And then we close it out with Utah. 5% ownership to Lauri Markkanen. 5% ownership to Colin Sexton. We got to 11 on FanDuel. 6% optimal to Markkanen if he's in is the high mark. Even though this is a good matchup against Dallas, this is not a very good team that we are getting to here for Utah. Stochastic Sims gave us 3% of Colin Sexton and 2%, two lineups of Lauri Markkanen. Not the spot. Not the spot. So as I look at it for myself, and as we look at it for the Stochastic Sims, here's the summary ownership. Dorian Finney-Smith made it into 70% of lineups. Bruno Fernando and Luka Doncic both made it into the 50s. I'm in agreement with Bruno Fernando. Sasser, Watford, Claxton, all in the 40s. Certainly a fan of Claxton, certainly a fan of Watford. Bruce Brown and Daniel Gafford into the 30s. I like Bruce Brown a lot more than I like Daniel Gafford there. I always think it's easy to get away from centers. And then in the 20s, It's Lonnie Walker, Javon Freeman Liberty, Amen Thompson, Jordan Poole, and Nikola Jokic. I'm in agreement with Jordan Poole on that one. This slate is gross. Now, we have a lot of news that we need to wait on. Before we finish off DraftKings, we'll look at the number one lineup. That's going to be Marcus Sasser, Gary Trent, Bruce Brown, Trendon Watford, Bruno Fernando, Luka Doncic, Dante DiVincenzo, and Daniel Gafford. One last thing to do, and that's for the FanDuel people in the room. Let's generate ourselves a player pool. Make sure you hit that like button. Fun show so far. Prize Picks video is already out. Contenders will be out shortly after this. And then you get me again for the deeper dive. This is a disgusting slate. Very gross. Very, very, very gross. Contest sim is being run. We're almost there. Closing it out for FanDuel. How you guys doing? How was your weekend? Anybody do anything fun? Let me know. Obi-Wan, I don't think I like this gross. We got to the shittier part officially today, I think. I think we're into the worst of the worst for the rest of the NBA season. It's not fun. It's not fun at all. Did I bet yesterday? No, I did not. Not a single bet. Took the day off. Did that strategy show in the morning and then, boop, peaced out. Almost at the final results for the FanDuel side before we get out of here. Tomorrow's easy, four-gamer. We can dig into some weird stuff if you want to. Luka Doncic, Marcus Sasser, Amen Thompson, Oshay Okpaji, Bruce Brown, Corey Kispert, DeAndre Hunter, Bruno Fernando, and DeAndre Ayton. That is the big top ROI lineup to start the day. If we favorite the top 150 lineups, our favorite play on FanDuel is Bruce Brown. Bruno Fernando got to 64% exposure. Marcus Sasser got into the 50s. Then you get the 40s of Dorian Finney-Smith, Nick Claxton, and Cam Thomas. And the 30s of Alex Caruso, Luka Doncic, Jordan Poole, and Kelly Olynyk. Woo, we done here, folks. We done here. Nine up, nine down. Gross slate. Lots and lots of news that we have to wait on. Should be a real treat. Kind of. Look, maybe all the value will come out and this will be really cut and dry, but we've got some real big spots that can change this slate up in a big way. So thank you guys for being here. Shout out to Underdog for being the sponsor. We love having them. Make sure you're checking out Sims Tool or the lineup generator. If you want to sign up for stuff from Stochastic, links in the description. If you're on the Pick'em side or sports betting, you want to sign up for Odd Shopper. Basically, whatever we're doing in the sports scene, we have you covered for something, and we probably have a price point that works for you. So sign up. Tomorrow, easy day. We'll have a lot to talk about, a lot to break down. But for now, I'm going to get out of here. It's been great seeing you guys. This was the NBA Strategy Show.